Hi there, it's Johnson Family Time. Be my guest in Chickasola Town. Meet the folks who really will help you pass the time away. Relax for 15 minutes of fun with the Johnson family. In a moment, the choo-choo will pull out from the station. But first, before we board the Chickasola choo-choo, let's stop a moment here. And now, down to happy, sunny Chickasola. Well, sunny, but maybe not so happy today. Because Papa Johnson and his friendly advisor, the Professor Potash, have mistaken the Latin meaning of the word corpus delicti and habeas corpus. Therefore, Papa Johnson believes his attorney to have committed the unpardonable sin. The scene? The backyard of the Johnson home, under the apple tree.
I say one thing, though. He went a lot of trouble to do it, but it's nice to get me out this way.
Oh, it's a whole lot better sitting underneath the apple tree in the slumber time, this time of the year, than just fooling around in a jail.
Lean back in this hammock. The thing I like to do in the summertime is lay back in a hammock and look up at the leaves of the trees. There'll be a lot of apples on this old apple tree this year.
Yeah, dude, don't come a windstorm and blow them all.
Was pretty when it was in bloom.
How did you know? You didn't see it. You was in a hoosegow.
Yeah, but I seen it one time when it was in bloom. It was pretty then.
Mr. Johnson, ain't no use of talking around the bush this way when we both got the same thing on our mind.
That's right. Wonder why he did it.
I don't know. You say he did it to get you out.
That ain't worth killing a man, Professor.
No, sir.
Professor, there's only one thing for me to do. That's to go back to the jail, tell the man that under the circumstances and conditions that involve, that I don't want to be I want to be put back in there. If somebody gotta kill one of my best friends to get me out of jail, let that lawyer done. Then I don't want to be out.
That's kind of the way I feel about it too, Miss Johnson. Seemed like a shame and a disgrace. They had to kill one man just to get another man out of jail. Seems like there ain't nothing that them lawyers won't bend themselves down to do something that they want to do. You sure he did it, ain't you? Well, Miss Jarlin, like I said, that was the Latin say. I done studied the corpus of the delicti and the habeas corpus and everything. And the habeas in Latin, that means he. Male. Hebus means he or male, and corpus means chops. So male chops is what Hebus chops mean hail chops, male chops, and therefore he say that he gonna have to get one and give it to the judge. And I don't know what the judge want with one of them, but that's what he done, because that's the only way he could get you out, he said. So he done probably done that, and here he is out, and we asked him who it was, or that. He was corpus, and he say, one of my best friends and one of your friends that you knows him well.
Didn't say who it was, though.
I know, sir. That would be a dead giveaway, I guess, to say who it was, but he was close enough.
I'm going back to jail. I ain't gonna let nobody sacrifice their own life for me.
Well, in a way, it's too late, because after all, he done delivered the Hebus corpus. That means that once the Hebus is corpus, that he cops it, or he dead.
Here comes the lawyer. Don't say nothing about it.
No, I wouldn't say nothing about it. They got their own ways of guilt, you know.
Well, Johnson, I see you're enjoying the shade of the beautiful old apple tree. Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me, as the old saying goes. How are you, Professor?
All right, sir. I feel fine.
Oh, it's a wonderful day, Johnson. I believe we're going to whip this thing beautifully. This tremendous magic potion that the professor has that turns gray hair dark just simply by taking a couple of drafts of it. That's great. Why are you looking at me that way, Johnson?
Oh, I'm just looking at you. I'm just looking.
You're looking at me as though I'd done something bad by getting you out. You both look at me as though I'm some sort of a goon.
Oh, no, sir. No, sir, Mr. Pooth. I'm Phil Potts. You got to do what you got to do, I guess. The only thing, we were sorry that it was a friend of ours.
Sorry that what was a friend of yours?
This Hebus Corpus that you had to get for the judge. And tell me this, what is a judge going to do with one of them?
I don't know what judges do with them. I've often wondered.
Me too. Seems to me like they're the last thing you'd want around the place.
Johnson, it's a part of the law. It's a part of what is called legal procedure. Whether he wants them around the place has nothing to do with it. I don't suppose anyone actually wants a habeas corpus.
No, I don't know what they would want with one of them. Save my life. Definitely if they were somebody's friends or something.
Now, what has friendship got to do with it?
Well, I don't know. You say we won't go talk about it, Miss Johnson.
Yeah, but let's forget it.
Johnson, what is the matter with you and the professor? What's wrong with you? Johnson, what is wrong? I'm sick and tired of this now. Something's going on around here. I don't know what it is. What is it?
Well, I was going back to jail.
You mean that you're in more trouble? Fast as I get you out of jail, they slap you back in. I've never had a client like you.
No, I ain't in no more trouble. But I just don't want to be got out of jail the way you got me out.
The way I got you out of jail, Johnson, is the way every lawyer in the country gets his clients out of jail in most instances.
They do?
What do you mean, they do?
You mean that every time a lawyer want to get his client out of jail, that he got to go out and kill somebody and take the body to the judge?
What are you talking about, Johnson?
This Hebus Corpus. Me and the professor know what it means. We the Latinest students that ever studied the Latin. That's right. Hebus means he or male, and corpus means corpse. A male corpse, a he corpse, and that's what you done took to the judge.
What I took to the judge? Oh, let me sit down in this hammer. Let me sit down.
Yeah, I'll help you up. I guess the weight of that hammock or the lawyer was too much for that old hammock.
Give me a lift.
Wait a minute. Take him off first, and then pull me up.
He ain't fooling nobody. He diabolical, that was that lawyer. He looking for no one, then. He was corpus.
Get him off of me, Professor.
What happens after that? Makes up the story. On the Johnson family at the same time, on Monday. I'll be back in a moment. First, a moment here. This is your writer, actor, producer on the Johnson family, thanking you for today's visit. Come with us again Monday to Chickasola Town. Until then, goodbye, everybody!